morning. How are you guys doing? Have you ever been up this early?
Oh, we have been up here this early. Oh, that's good. So I don't want to hear any complaints the rest of the morning because half the room's going, oh, this is early. I don't care who it is, it's early.
We got out of bed for this.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they got out of bed for who? Yeah, that's what I thought.
They remember his name, don't they?
Yep.
Well, Josh is going to be here. We're going to be taking phone calls as he makes his way here. Didn't he just buy a house? Did he just buy a house or something? Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Have you stocked it yet? No.
All right, show of hands. How many
actually
know
have
where he lives?
Driven by.
Oh, my God, look, there are five people that know. Wow.
You're going to scare him. You better not say that.
Anyway, it's going to be another great day here in Southern California as we wait for Josh Groban to arrive at our Coast 103 studios. Very, very excited about Josh Groban. We understand that he just woke right now. Which, there's good and bad. That means, I guess he's rushing here. The good news for all of us is we get to see what Josh Groban looks like with bedhead.
I kind of wonder when he opens his mouth the first thing in the morning if he sings like you.
Yes. And you know what the scary thing is? Not on my best day when he wakes up in the morning and he hits a note and hits it right on.
Kim Show.
Welcome to Breakfast with Martin Kim, 6:35. It's Josh Groban on his way into our Coast 103 studios. Hopefully here, but with bedhead by...
you think he didn't take a shower? Come
well,
on.
We hope not. Some people are actually hoping not. Anyway, so Gladstone's Malibu is here feeding everyone who is here. We're in our Coast Cafe, where no one apparently in this cafe is allowed to eat. So, and by the way...
Maybe we should change
Coast
the
cafe,
name.
Where nobody's allowed to have coffee.
I know. I'm having one.
I do have water.
You know what? They've moved the couches because they were kind of back across the room, and now they've moved them closer to this little stage that we have set up so people can be closer to Josh.
Well, that's
so the now it's the intimate Coast Cafe.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Apparently, you know, the food service was a little slow, so they've all left. But, you know, I think it's a great idea to describe the room. We're in a semi-rectangular room. It's almost square, but it is rectangular. I would say it's about 25 feet across by maybe 30 feet deep. We do have a small staging area, about 18 inches high. It's one step up, and you're here on the stage. Everybody can get a view. We've got couches spread around this room with pillows.
Very plush couches, too, aren't they?
And our Coast coffee tables.
Yes.
Big giant Coast 103 logos. It's and leopard skin. I'm not sure what that's all about, but... There it is.
Yes.
And it's really
I told you, it's the intimate Coast Cafe.
Well,
that's it.
Apparently so. And by the way, you know, no nylon fibers were harmed in making this leopard rug.
We are broadcasting live from the Coast Cafe, awaiting the arrival of Josh Groban.
In the meantime, we're eating, thanks to Gladstone's Malibu. Christine Lloyd has just brought us a beautifully decorated...
That's flowers.
It's a flower. Almost looks like you put a candle in it, Christine. Charles, you did this? You are a
now
talented
listen,
man.
All the listeners that are here in studio this morning, they're going to have in these beautiful wrappings, there's a dinosaur and an elephant, the Mile High chocolate cake to bring home with them. See,
oh,
Martin?
My word.
Yeah.
And, of course, Gladstone's Malibu, known for that. Charles, where'd you learn to do that?
Because the elephants, we do by practice.
Is there an aluminum foil animal making school you go to?
No, just by practice. So.
Just by practice, okay. So there's not a school that you go to for this, all right.
So
are you trying to train each other? Is that how it works? Yeah.
They're trying to hide the leftovers, you know, that's what those are.
And Christine, what's going on at Gladstone's Malibu right now?
Actually, we're having Shrimp Fest right now.
Mm.
During September is Shrimp Fest, $19.95 for a pound of shrimp.
You kidding me? I love Gladstone's Malibu. Anybody go out there this summer? Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. How was breakfast, everybody? You're ready to meet Josh here pretty soon? You've all eaten? You're feeling full? How was the food? Oh, that's so good to hear.
Yes, Rodrigo.
The Josh Groban message boards.
Oh, the message board. Okay.
Grobanites. Yes.
Now, how long have you been a Josh Groban fan?
Actually, probably about 6 months.
Just so you're relatively new to the Josh Groban
board.
Yeah. And once you joined, how many message postings, you're checking the message board every day?
Well, there's two boards, actually. There's Friends of Josh Groban, and there's joshgroban.com.
Now,
so you go between the two.
Is there ex-girlfriends of Josh Groban? Is that
I,
I don't read that many. I don't care. Okay? I just like music.
Yeah.
Tell me what it is about Josh Groban that you would join the fan club, the Friends of Josh Groban. What is it about this guy that would cause you to go that far? Most people don't do what you do.
Well, most of it's the music. The music catches you because it really grabs you. It really touches you. It reaches down into your soul, and he's really healed a lot of people with his music. And then you look at the brown eyes and the curly hair and the.
And then that's not too bad to look at either. Okay.
What would be your favorite Josh Groban song?
Oh, well, it's kind of like asking a mom, what's your favorite child?
Difficult.
Actually, I think that Ale Hate. It's Mi Morena.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, listen, here's the thing with Josh Groban. I figured it out with women. This guy can sing in at least four languages. And I got to tell you, when you're singing to somebody in French, when you're singing to somebody in Italian, when you're singing to somebody in Espanol, it's like, good luck. This is why I've never done well. Actually, I've done very well.
You live in L.A.
But
okay.
There is something wonderful about his music. And, I mean, for you Grobanites, he's also a songwriter. He's very, very talented, great piano player, great drummer. I mean, we're very excited about having him come in. We understand that we're going to get a call as soon as he's at the top of the hill coming down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we're going to meet him coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for coming in studio this morning.
Now, we still haven't heard whether he's come down the hill yet, but we're keeping it on. The time right now is 6:51.